It is 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Cleaning up after Hurricane Helene, the death toll stands at 91, with more than 2 million homes and businesses still without power. And flooding is devastating communities, especially in North Carolina. ABC's Kenton Jawicki breaks it down on our daily podcast. Start here.
To put it into some perspective, it was the largest storm that we've seen in America since Irma in 2017. This was 420 miles wide of tropical storm force winds. 420 miles. Of that. And this storm had so much moisture with it.
And there's another tropical depression forming in the Atlantic right now. Hezbollah's deputy leader is vowing to continue fighting Israel and says the militant group is prepared for a long war following the assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah over the weekend. The first and only vice presidential debate to be held tomorrow night. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz both spending time today prepping for it. This is ABC News. The two astronauts who've been stuck on the International Space Station for months after their Boeing capsule couldn't take them home now have a ride back to Earth. A SpaceX capsule with empty seats for Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams arrived at the station over the weekend. A ghost beaten by a robot at the box office.
I am a wild robot.
The kid-friendly wild robot topping the weekend box office, raking in $35 million in ticket sales, the third best opening for an animated movie in September. But the durable Beetlejuice is still a fan favorite, spending its fourth weekend at or near the top with a $16 million weekend. Meanwhile, the sci-fi epic Megalopolis collapsed in its box office debut, collecting just $4 million at North America in theaters this weekend. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Norway wants to build a wall. Officials there say they're considering putting up a fence along the entire 123-mile border with Russia. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, yesterday, a sloppy beginning and a second-half comeback fell two points short, as the Packers dropped a 31-29 decision to Minnesota. Green Bay travels to Los Angeles to meet the Rams coming up Sunday. Otherwise, in the NFL yesterday, it was Atlanta over New Orleans, 26-24. The Bears beat the Rams, 24-18. Cincinnati, 34. Carolina, 24. Denver, 10. The Jets, 9. Houston, 24-20 over Jacksonville. Indianapolis beat Pittsburgh, 27-24. Tampa Bay, 33. And Philadelphia, 16. San Francisco beat New England, 30-13. Washington, 42. Arizona, 14. Kansas City, 17. The Chargers, 10. Las Vegas, 20. Cleveland, 16. And Baltimore beat Buffalo last night, 35-10, the final score. Francisco Lindor homered and drove in two runs. David Peterson pitched seven brilliant innings, and the Mets move within one win of a playoff berth with a 5-0 victory over the Brewers. Francisco Alvarez also had two RBIs. Now the New York Mets, they need a win today to clinch a playoff game. And they will have a chance with a doubleheader, an afternoon twin bill in Atlanta. That was rescheduled after last week's games were postponed due to heavy rain from Hurricane Helene. The Brewers will host the Mets or Diamondbacks in Game 1 of a wild card series on Tuesday. Elsewhere yesterday, St. Louis 6-1 over San Francisco, the Dodgers 2, Colorado 1, Philadelphia 6, Washington 3, Arizona 11, San Diego 2, Cincinnati shut out the Cubs 3-0. In the American League, Houston at Cleveland canceled. It was Boston 3-1 over Tampa Bay, Texas 8, the Angels 0, Baltimore 6, Minnesota 2, Seattle 6-4 over Oakland, the White Sox 9, Detroit 5. Interleague play, Miami 3-1 over Toronto, the Yankees 6, Pittsburgh 4, Kansas City 4-2 over Atlanta. And that is an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Obesity affects 1 in 5 children in the United States, putting them at risk for a number of health issues that used to only affect adults, like high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. As part of National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages everyone to help our kids stay healthy. Supporting healthy school lunch programs and regular opportunities for movement during the day are two ways to support our young people. Follow us on social media as we share more ideas throughout the month.
Today, a high of 80 with lots of sunshine. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and more fall-like with a high of 64. Wednesday, 72 with sunshine. Thursday, 72 and a 30% chance of light showers overnight. Friday, 66 and sun developing later in the day. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 54, it is 48 degrees. Good morning. Today is Monday, September 30th.
Plans over giving dance, I could be your man right now.
Heather's Osborne on WRCO Radio and Break Mine. It is 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We trust it was a good weekend for you. Certainly, what an awesome weekend for weather and the many things that were going on, and even more this weekend. So, and so far, the extended forecast sounds pretty nice. I always hesitate to give everybody just like a free bill of goods there, because it looks like, well, even the weekend of the Viola Horse and Colt Show, Monday and Tuesday, I was saying, whoa, going to be good for Viola. Well, they did get some rain, you know, but at this point, it looks like we're going to be pretty good here for the coming days anyway, and warmer weather toward the weekend, a cool day for tomorrow, the first day of October as well. I did get a little mowing done yesterday, and each time you do that, too, you wonder, how many more times we'll be doing that this year? You know, it's getting down there. Our days are numbered for mowing, I think. Here's Alan Jackson.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Put it in high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. Crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it, promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance.
Leanne Womack and Sons of the Desert, and I Hope You Dance. 619 today, $120 million Francis Ford Coppola film Megalopolis debuted with $4 million in domestic sales. According to studio estimates, it did not even crack the top five for the weekend top movies. The number one movie was a bit of a surprise, The Wild Robot, which is about a shipwrecked robot that raises a gosling. It made $35 million in its first weekend of release at the box office. Beetlejuice drops to second place. I've heard kind of mixed reviews just from people on the street that have seen that. Some have just thought it was really cool, and others have said, oh, you know, I can't wait for it to be done. So I don't know. I guess we just have to see for ourselves, but a lot of people are seeing for themselves. Transformers 1 is in third place as well over the weekend at the box office.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today. We'll be right back.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Don't learn safety by accident is the theme of this year's National Farm and Safety Campaign. Safety starts early with local organizations such as 4-H and FFA. Youth are taught how to stay safe on the farm. This message, thanking the local organizations that support farmers, is a message of the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chance Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. 6:23 news, weather, and sports coming up here in just a little bit here as we recap the weekend.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Head to toe in camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hip toe and camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Head to toe in camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Yeah, that's right.
We lost Kris Kristofferson yesterday, and what a singer, what a songwriter, and probably best known for his, maybe his acting, I don't know, but certainly songwriting too, maybe his most famous song. The very first version that was a hit of Help Me Make It Through the Night came from Sammy Smith.
Take the ribbon from my hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through tonight. I don't care what's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it.
Sammy Smith and the Kris Kristofferson written song, Help Me Make It Through the Night. A look at news and weather and sports will be next.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Welcome to your nightmare. Welcome to your wet basement.
I'm Brent Montry, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. It's not a laughing matter. I started with the goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement flooding issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if that basement really scares you, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root cause of your flooding basement. 877-4-WET-FIX online at tristatebasementrepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family, helping your family.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for lots of sunshine and a high of 80, and clear to partly cloudy tonight and 50 for a low. Tomorrow's high on the first day of October, just 64 degrees. That's a look at some weather notes. We'll get into news next.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Former President Donald Trump painted a frightening picture of migrants during his Saturday campaign rally in Prairie du Chien. Trump said he would liberate Wisconsin from a mass migrant invasion of murderers, rapists, hoodlums, drug dealers, thugs, and vicious gang members. Trump spoke in Prairie du Chien, where a member of a Venezuela-based criminal gang was arrested earlier this month for an attack on a woman he had been living with and her daughter. Police said the man and his victims knew one another and that they have not had contact with other members of the Tren de Aruga gang. Trump, who will hold a campaign rally Tuesday in the Democratic stronghold of Dane County, blamed President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for allowing millions of migrants into the U.S., calling both Democrats mentally disabled. Doc Rivers is getting involved in the presidential campaign. The Milwaukee Bucks head coach was named one of 10 co-chairs for the newly formed Athletes for Harris. The campaign is expected to run ads during college and NFL football games and the World Series. The Harris-Walz campaign said Rivers and the other co-chairs will help recruit fellow athletes to join the campaign through travel, fundraising events, and social media. Lakers Hall of Famer Magic Johnson, Golden State Coach Steve Kerr, and two-time NBA All-Star Chris Paul are among those announced over the weekend. The latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association says home prices continue to increase. Association consultant and Marquette Emeritus Economics Professor Dave Clark, noting prices are up about 8%, said lower mortgage rates are likely to increase the number of new listings. Clark says lower rates can be beneficial for prospective home buyers and sellers. With fewer homes on the market, the statewide median rose to $324,000. Sales of existing homes were down just over 4.5% during the last 12 months. Former UW Lacrosse Chancellor Joe Gao promises to challenge the latest decision by the UW Board of Regents to strip him of his tenured faculty position. The Regents, meeting at UW Parkside in Kenosha on Friday, voted unanimously to strip him of his tenured faculty position on the lacrosse campus. It's the latest setback for Gao, who was fired as chancellor after revelations that he and his wife produced pornographic material. Gao has maintained that wasn't in his capacity as a UW system employee and that the Regents' actions violated his right to free speech. Gao called the Regents a board of hypocrites and said he and his wife Carmen Wilson seek not only to protect their own rights, but to protect free speech and expression for all Americans. A single student is believed to be responsible for a series of threats made to Western Wisconsin schools. Staff from Chippewa Falls School District and the Wisconsin Department of Justice say a series of threats made last week through the official online reporting app Speak Up, Speak Out came from one student. Those threats forced the closure of schools in Altoona, Augusta, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Elk Mound. The unidentified student will be facing legal and school-related consequences, though it is unclear if they have been arrested. If you're locked out of your car or your home, be sure you're not going to get scammed by a locksmith. Better Business Bureau Wisconsin spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says one common scam is to increase the price once a technician shows up. Schiller says you should scrutinize any locksmith ad you find online, since scammers have been spamming phony ads on Google or other services. If you're unsure, check online at bbb.org or try calling your local police non-emergency line for a recommendation. The Department of Natural Resources advises hunters to have harvested deer tested for chronic wasting disease this fall. Deer herd specialist Erin Larson says there are plenty of options.
A self-service kiosk, which is available 24 hours, has all the information and the tools that are needed for the hunter to remove their deer head and submit it for the CWD test. We also have staff locations where there'll be workers that can help a hunter through the process for submitting for sampling.
The Vernon County Planning Commission will be hosting a free land use educational event with guest speaker Rebecca Roberts, land use specialist with UWSP, on Wednesday from 3 until 5 in the Vernon County Boardroom. The Planning Commission would like to invite and encourages the public to attend. Attendance is being offered in person or via Zoom. For more information, visit vernoncounty.org. And the American Red Cross continues to experience a critical need for blood and platelets to keep the blood supply stable as fall gets underway. Donors of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, those giving platelets, and those who have never given before, are needed now. With the blood supply still at critical levels, every single donation is key to making sure all patients relying on life-saving transfusions, including car accident victims and those living with sickle cell disease, get the care they need. 5 Red Cross blood drives will be held this week at various locations around the listening area. The first will be held today from 9 until 3 at Sauk County Public Health Department. 3 chances to give will be Thursday. The first will be 9:30 until 2:30 at Royal High School. The second will be 11:30 until 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. And the third will be from 1 until 6 at American Legion Post 245 in Cross Plains. The fifth opportunity to give the gift of life will be Friday from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80 and lots of sunshine. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 50. Mostly sunny Tuesday, breezy and more fall-like with cooler temperatures, a high of 64. Wednesday, sunny, turning breezy and a bit milder, and a high of 72. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 54, we have light winds, and we're down to our overnight low, 48 degrees. Reports of a little bit of fog in some of the areas early on this morning. Otherwise, it should be a beautiful morning and a great day in southwest Wisconsin.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at the local and area high school scene, details on a Brewer and a Packer loss yesterday as well.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
On the local and area scene, there is JV football tonight. Richland Center plays host to Platteville. River Valley will be in action. They'll be at Lancaster tonight in JV football at 5:30. Also, Riverdale will be at Pecatonica as that JV game gets underway at 5:30. And Boscobel will be at River Ridge. Eight-player football, Oneewoc Weston is playing Highland at Highland. And for Kickapoo Lafarge, they are doing battle tonight at North Crawford, again in eight-player football. Over the weekend, the Richland Center volleyball team hosted an invite Saturday, and they won all their sets to win the day on their home court. Those victories included 25-13, 25-7 over Lafarge, 25-9, 25-17 over Prairie du Chien, 25-15, 25-15 over Riverdale, 26-24 and 25-15 over Seneca, and two 25-19 wins over Nisida. Riverdale lost 2 to Richland Center. They won against Lafarge in 2, also defeated Prairie du Chien in 2, before losing 2 sets to Seneca and losing 2 to Nisida at the invite at RCHS. And it was homecoming football for Highland on Saturday. They defeated Oneewoc Weston 56-7 in that game. A second-half comeback fell 2 points short Sunday as the Packers dropped a 31-19 decision to Minnesota. The Vikings had scored the first 28 points of the game before Coach Matt LaFleur's offense got into gear. Quarterback Jordan Love returned from his injury to throw 4 touchdown passes, but he was also intercepted 3 times. The Green Bay record falls to 2-2. Former Packers running back Aaron Jones carried the ball 22 times for 93 yards and caught 4 passes for another 46 yards on the day. Here is Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, I had a turnover early, and we just didn't make plays. I think did not play well enough, personally me. And, you know, accuracy was a little bit off, a little bit shaky, and was definitely making it hard on some of the guys, which just led to us, you know, getting off the field early and not being able to put up points. And so kind of got in the hole early with all that resulting. So
Green Bay travels to Los Angeles to meet the Rams for the next game. Elsewhere in the NFL, it was Atlanta over New Orleans, 26-24. The Bears beat the Rams, 24-18. Cincinnati, 34. Carolina, 24. Denver, 10. The Jets, 9. Houston, 24-20 over Jacksonville. Indianapolis, 27. Pittsburgh, 24. Tampa Bay, 33-16 over Philadelphia. San Francisco, 30. New England, 13. Washington, 42. Arizona 14, Kansas City 17, the Chargers 10, and Las Vegas beat Cleveland 20-16, Baltimore 35-10 over Buffalo as well. The Brewers will have to wait until after the Monday doubleheader to see which team they host in the wildcard round starting Tuesday. Milwaukee was shut out on 3 singles Sunday in the regular season finale, 5-0 to the Mets. Kyle Ray started and took the loss. New York starter Doug Peterson gave up only 1 hit through 7 innings. The Mets and Braves meet today in Atlanta to determine which team advances. The Brewers will certainly host either the Mets or the Diamondbacks starting on Sunday. Elsewhere, it was St. Louis over San Francisco, 6-1. Dodgers 2-1 over Colorado. Philadelphia 6, Washington 3. Arizona 11, San Diego 2. Cincinnati 3, and the Cubs nothing. Again, baseball playoffs get underway. Brewers play Tuesday for their next game, whoever that is against. And in the American League, Houston at Cleveland was postponed. Also, Boston 3-1 over Tampa Bay. Texas 8, the Angels nothing. Baltimore a winner against Minnesota 6-2. Seattle 6-4 over Oakland. And the White Sox 9-5 against Detroit. Miami 3, Toronto 1. Yankees 6-4 over Pittsburgh. Kansas City 4, and Atlanta 2. And that's an update on sports as we recap baseball from the last day of the regular season. And I'm Phil Nee.
Put on your Bobby socks, baby. Roll up your old blue jeans. There's a band playing down at the arm.
Dan Seals on WRCO Radio. Brace yourselves. We'll have some jokes coming up next hour here on the radio and chances to win a little bit later on as well. Here's Jordan Davis.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And you sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids and you take them to church, teach them to fish and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
Jordan Davis on WRCO Radio. We'll see how Hank's wild weekend went in just a little. Wake up, Hank. He's tired today. Yeah. Anyway, yes. Kind of a rough one yesterday with the Packers and Vikings. Hats off to the Vikings. Yeah. Hey, good team. I have no qualms about it. But I do have qualms about your home against probably one of your staunchest rivals. And you're down 28-0 at halftime. I know there are a lot of things that went into that. And again, not discrediting the Vikings too much, but you shouldn't be down 28-0 at halftime. That's the bottom line. Everybody's focusing on, oh, Love, he's a little rusty. What about our defense? That was a little rusty yesterday too, wasn't it?
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 80, southeast to south winds at 5 to 13. Tonight, a low of 50 degrees, 64, rather fall-like tomorrow. So get ready for your fall attire, at least for one day anyway, and then back to kind of needing the summer wardrobe too. Here's Group 615 Collective.
Always seeing only what you want to see. Walking in your own reality. Are you awake or are you living in a dream? Making movies in the back of your mind, frame by frame and line by line. Try to change and rearrange it all the time, but it is the same, and you don't know why. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for fame, you're gonna find it. Looking for hope, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. So two men could be walking in the same shoes, and at the same time they hear the same news. One's laughing and the other one's crying. One's living and the other one's dying. Tell me now, which one are you gonna choose? Cause in the end it's up to you. And the fact is, there's only one truth, and the difference is every point of view. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for faith, you're gonna find it. Looking for hope, you're gonna find it.
What you're looking for.
The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.